This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In Moscow today, President Putin had a press conference in which he said he will use force in eastern Ukraine if, essentially, he thinks he has to. In Kiev, Secretary of State John Kerry offered Ukraine $1 billion in loan guarantees and said, essentially, the Russians were out of line. Markets here and in most of the world thought that was all fine and got back most of what they lost yesterday and then some. In commodities, natural gas prices dipped a bit in Europe, which will be of interest to the Russians, the second largest producers of natural gas in the world. The Europeans are big buyers of Russian natural gas. Europe relies on Russia for about a third or so of its supplies, which gives President Putin a whole lot of leverage. Or maybe it doesn't. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
It's a sensitive moment for Europe in terms of energy. Europe, and especially its largest economy, Germany, is trying to downscale use of nuclear power. Christopher Knittel is an energy economist at MIT. He says the only viable alternatives are coal and natural gas. And coal comes with lots of emissions.
So that would tend to link Germany with Russian natural gas even more strongly. That might be enough to give Russia the upper hand in terms of any negotiations.
And for Europe, getting natural gas from someone other than Russia would get really expensive. James Bushnell is an economist at the University of California, Davis.
The reason that natural gas is primarily a continental market is because it's pretty cheap to move it through pipelines, but it's very expensive to liquefy it and ship it by tanker.
The all-important natural gas pipeline from Russia to Europe goes through Ukraine.
This is a high-stakes game of poker, and it does look like Vladimir Putin right now has a definite advantage.
Phil Flynn is an analyst with the Price Futures Group in Chicago. He says the natural gas dependence between Europe and Russia does cut both ways.
The economic stakes are high on each side. I think Russia is betting that they won't turn this into a crisis because, you know, Russia themselves, 51% of their budget really is dependent on energy exports.
Flynn says in the short term, a disruption in the export of Russian natural gas to Europe would hammer Europe's economy. But in the long term, Europe would find an alternative, and Russia's economy could suffer far worse. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.